Syracuse City officials want to see three vacant gas stations at the southern gateway to the city redeveloped, but they say the owners won't work with them. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, politicians stood in front of them yesterday to demand their sale.
The gas stations has sat empty for more than 15 years. The pumps are gone, but weeds stick out of the foundation of the crumbling garage. Officials say the three stations are either owned by a property trust or the gas station chain Sunoco. While the properties are for sale, the city says Sunoco has rejected potential buyers and been uncooperative. Schumer says the properties set a bad tone for the area.
Because Syracuse drivers should not be welcomed at a gateway to the city day after day by abandoned properties, overgrown fields, emptied, littered parking lots. They're eyesores.
Schumer and city officials speculate Sunoco is blocking the sale of the stations in order to prevent competition with one of its stations operating just a few yards down the road. Syracuse will add the properties to a new vacant property registry in the hopes of forcing owners to, at a minimum, fix code violations. Sunoco has been approached for comment, but so far hasn't responded. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.